And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley, and as always, I'm joined by Gerald Quigley. Good morning, GQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And it's lovely to see you, Hinesy, Luke Hines.
Oh, so good to be here. It is an absolutely beautiful day. I'm pumped for today's show.
Yes, I do love it. I have to say, when the two of you are together, Gerald and Hinesy, yeah, because you bring such really beautiful perspectives of the vast experience of being men, which is relevant today because we are very passionate about men's mental health. It's going to be one of our main topics.
It takes me about 4 days to prepare, Jo.
What?
Is this to for spend the show?
Time to spend
my company.
Time.
Look, it's actually a topic close to my heart too, Jo. It is men's mental health. It's so important that we talk about it more, especially in the media. So I know there's a lot on the TV show this week, but we're going to bring a whole lot of it to the radio as well.
Yeah. Well, here's a question for you, and I don't know if this is a generational thing, so I'm interested from both of your perspectives. Is it still the case that men feel uncomfortable about confiding in even their closest friends when they're not feeling great?
I think there's a generational gap probably in the middle years.
Mm-hmm.
But as time goes by, and I'm certainly in the very young group that I mix with, they do talk about chronic health conditions, Jo, that have arisen, particularly prostate health, gut health. But prostate probably is the one that dominates most. And it's good because usually when one person says, oh, I've had that issue, and then it becomes a discussion which is reassuring, it's comforting to know that you're not doing this on your own, because we all want, you know, we all want a tribe around us, don't we?
What
about you, Hansi?
And I would say from a mental health perspective, the fact that we're seeing more of it on social media, the conversations about it on TV, in different mediums, we are starting to feel more comfortable about it. I would say even in the last 2 to 3 years, Jo, there's been a dramatic shift in there being less stigma around men's mental health. And I love that. If we've come this far already in a short amount of time, imagine what it's going to be like in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done, though.
Yes.
And today we're going to look at the support that you can put in place so you don't feel like you are alone. We're going to be speaking with one of our favourites, Gus Warland, the founder and director of the Gotcha for Life Foundation, which was originally set up to help prevent suicide in men and boys. And it's all about finding that mate that men can go to when life turns bad. Because the chances are the people that you turn to have gone through the same issues that you're going through.
That's right. And, yeah, and any load is lifted when you share.
It's so funny how you think you're alone in these moments. You're sitting in your own thoughts and in your head, and you can become trapped in those thoughts. And just sharing a small snippet, someone will go, oh, me too.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you had someone ring you? Have you had a mate ring you to confide?
Yeah, I have.
Because I have too.
Yeah.
And don't you feel uplifted by the fact that you can actually get involved in their conversation?
Brings a confidence about the topic that's so, so important for us to have, Jo.
Also, you may have heard of monkeypox, the latest infectious disease to reach our shores. Isn't that a nice headline? Mm, the latest infectious disease.
How's that for a name?
Well, I know. Well, here's the thing. Should we be worried? You know, so we're going to take an in-depth look at just what monkeypox is and how likely we really are to get it. Professor Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at the Faculty of Health at Deakin University, gives us the facts on monkeypox, where it's from, how it's spread, its symptoms, and the treatment for it. Plus, Gerald, in A to Z of Vitamins, we're talking bark flower remedies. Now, I love the sound of this. I love the name, and it brings with it an interesting history as well.
About 75 or 76 years, Jo.
You must remember the day.
And I've got some in my pocket here. I'm going to squirt it onto his Weet-Bix.
Yes. But it's very much about assisting stress symptoms and mild anxiety. So I think this is a really pertinent conversation. I look forward to that. As always, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 131 873, if you have any questions that you may have to support your health. We've got Gerald and Luke Hines here to answer your questions. And next up, men and their mental fitness, right here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets too overwhelming, reach for the rest and quiet range from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Bach flower remedies to the original method and potency, the range helps to calm the mind and relieve symptoms of stress and mild anxiety for you and the whole family. Choose from rest and quiet, calm, sleep and focus formulas. Feel the difference? Get the spray or dropper starting from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. And give us a call if you are a man who has had a friend reach out to you, or perhaps if you have a network supporting you. We'd love to hear from you because it's so important to break any stigma around asking for help by talking about it. So we'd love you to give us a call, 131-873, if that's been your experience. One of the things we are committed to on the House of Wellness is supporting men's mental health, because we know there are so many men who struggle in silence. And joining us on the line is Gus Warland, a media personality who's the founder and director of the Gotcha for Life Foundation, a charity he formed to help reduce suicide rates in men and boys. We do love having you on the show. Good morning, Gus.
G'day, Joe. Good morning, guys. How are you? Thanks for having
morning,
me on.
Gus.
G'day, legend.
Gus, we love it. We love the work that you do. Can you give us a little snapshot in, and we were just talking about this, do you believe in 2022 that men still find it uncomfortable or difficult to confide with their closest friends?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're definitely getting better though. We're definitely having a much better crack at it. Now, I think we're starting to feel a little bit safer about talking, and that's probably the most important word. Blokes will talk, boys will talk, and that has been proven, but we need to feel safe in talking. So we need to build a safe place for them to chat. We've had so many wonderful workshops, you know, which Chemist Warehouse have helped us with over the last couple of years in particular, whether they're online because of COVID or now that we're back face to face, and men will talk to the cows come home. We book a 2-hour session and we're still there 4 hours later. Mm. People quite happy to talk, but only if they feel safe. But unfortunately, the numbers are horrific, aren't they? We lose 7 beautiful men every single day to suicide, 2 ladies every single day to suicide, and someone takes an attempt at suicide every 28 seconds in this country. So we've got a long, long way to go, but we are seeing a difference. There's no doubt about it.
Gus, those are heartbreaking stats, mate. You do such incredible work. What I want to focus on initially is those societal expectations. I mean, for so long, there was this expectation for men to be the provider or the strong one or to hold it all together. Are we expecting too much of men?
I think you're right, Luke. There's no doubt about it, but we are changing slowly but surely. It's going to be a generational thing. It's going to be something we just have to keep working at. But that's absolutely right. Blokes at the moment feel very confused. They're not quite sure what their role is anymore. It was sort of you knew what you were maybe a couple of generations ago, but everything's changing so much now for the better. So we need to be able to change and adapt with that and to realise that it isn't all on us. And in fact, talking about your feelings, talking about your emotions is actually being human. And being human is actually what we all are, whether you're a boy, girl, and everyone in between. So that's what we need to change. And the stereotype, unfortunately, is still very much blokes thinking that they need to do everything, and it's just not true.
Gus, I don't want to use the word, but has COVID made things worse?
Doc, g'day. Good morning to you, mate. I think it has in some ways. However, we did see a slight drop in the suicide rate last year by 5.4%, which is 170 people less than the year before, but still well over 3,000 people taking their lives, so much more than double the road toll. So we've got so much work to do. We did find in COVID that everyone slowed down enough to actually work out what was really important to them, and technology didn't let us down. We were able to still connect with people through the devices we're talking on now, or the fact that more people were listening to a podcast or listening to your show or watching you on telly. There was more information out there for people, and I think it did help people realise that they're not alone, because at the end of the day, when I talk to people, they feel very, very lonely. So we just need to make sure we keep those connections up and realise that the people around us may not quite be going along as well as we think they are. We put on up a barrier, we put up a mask on our face that makes us out to be going along better than we actually are. And I think we just need to have someone in our life that we can have that warts and all conversation with. You don't have to tell everyone. You don't have to burst into tears every 5 minutes or have a deep and meaningful conversation every time you talk, but you do need to make sure you get those thoughts out of your head, because if you're just thinking amongst yourself or in your own melon, we normally come up with some pretty poor decisions. Mm.
Gus, if we take COVID aside for a minute then, and you're telling us that so many people feel trapped in those thoughts, what is actually worrying men at the moment? What are you seeing through your work in the foundation?
Yeah, the most important stuff that comes out all the time, Luke, is people worrying about the future, losing a little bit of hope of what the future looks like, worrying about whether COVID actually has gone, and also the fact it's relationship stress and also financial stress. They're the two biggest things that most people worry about, and they're the things that we can get a lot of help and advice for. So go out there and get the advice. Go out there and get the advice that you need. As soon as you open up your mouth and start talking about these important things, you realise that other people are going through exactly the same thing, and there is help out there. And that's really what Gotcha for Life and Chemist Warehouse are trying to do, is have enough of these workshops so everyone gets the emotional muscle they need to get through the type of stuff that life has thrown at us. Because as you three that work in this field just as much as I do, you realise how many people are struggling. So we need this education. We need to get ourselves into workshops and to realise we're going to be okay.
So tell us about Gotcha for Life and the workshops. I know gotchaforlife.org is the website. It's an amazing resource. I love that you can go and register yourself as a mate. So you're actually committing in real terms. You're sort of putting yourself on the line there. Tell us very quickly, Gus, about your work and the workshops.
Yeah, so for us, it's all about getting communities together to actually build the emotional muscle so you can put your hand up and say, I need some help. So how do we do that? We do that by going into schools, into corporations, into sporting clubs, and having these discussions, talking about what the rules are to be a man today compared to what the rules were set all those years ago, what it takes to be a woman today compared to when the rules were set all those years ago. So that's what we do. We're out there in every single state, every single territory. We couldn't do it without Chemist Warehouse. They've been our absolute number one supporter since day one. And, you know, I celebrated, guys, for a New York minute, literally overnight, when we had those numbers come down, but the next day, straight back into it again. We need to keep working at this. I think it's the most important conversation we should be having in Australia at the moment, and that is, it's okay not to be okay. It's all right to actually battle through life, but please get the help that you need. There's people out there that can help you.
Thank you so much for all the incredible work that you do, Gus, and do check out gotchaforlife.org. It's a wonderful website, and the foundation is just amazing. Get along to a workshop if you can. Thanks so much, Gus.
Thanks, Gus.
See you, Joe. See you, Luke. See you, Doc. Love you, bye, guys.
Love you, brother. Too. You have a great day. And, yeah, 131-873 is our number. Stephen from Brisbane, good morning.
Hey, so thanks for taking my call. I've relocated from Sydney to Brisbane, and we've got a lot of challenges up here, and I've been suffering you know, from depression, anxiety, and it's been really tough. But one thing that really has made a difference is by, you know, talking to my family and friends. And, you know, I haven't had experienced any negativity with doing that. Like, some of my friends, like, I haven't overdone it, you know, but, you know, my close friends, because I needed to get it out, you know, because it's just absolutely, it's terrible when you're just struggling to get out of bed in the morning and your head's sure. Just going, you know, going mental and you can't see a way through. But, you know, some of my friends haven't really sort of known, you know, like what to say, but like there hasn't been any negativity, and boy, it's made a world of difference just getting people and just hearing the main people in your life to say that they support you, you know, and that they're cheering you on. It's just like it's a very beneficial thing. So I don't think there's any reason not to communicate to the terrific people in your life.
Yeah.
Well expressed, Stephen.
I'm loving this so much.
It's so great. I needed to get it out. It's that simple. Thank you so much for sharing
that, Stephen. My favourite call of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get more of your calls next. 131-873. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Honest. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Luke Hines. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. And we've just been speaking about the critical importance of sharing the load with the people in your life, men or women, but we really, really celebrate it when men do it. And Andrew in Melbourne, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well. How can we help?
Good to hear. I'm calling up because I've had a couple of friends who have gone through marriage breakdowns, and also I'm a part of a couple of groups online that look to try and support farmers who have gone through marriage breakdowns as well. And one thing that I do hear quite often is that even though they mourn the loss of their children and their ex-wife, if you will, because of the fact that when they also go through the court system, that the court system looks and treats them as though they're a perpetrator of, you know, horrendous acts. Some of it, you know, it seems to be a consistent story across a lot of the fathers that go for these breakdowns. And I was just wondering, as far as the support mechanism, there needs to be more support mechanisms for organisations out there that look at it and don't treat the marriage breakdown as just being a one-sided, the father is always at fault type of view.
It's really difficult, isn't it, Andrew, that we've learned that talking through things can really make a difference, and hopefully a lot of these things can be resolved without heading to a court system where usually there's always fault found somewhere along the line. So hang in there, keep doing what you're doing.
And it's really important, you're right, for guys to kind of look out for each other in that process of any kind of relationship breakdown, because it is absolutely devastating for both sides of that situation. Thanks for your call there, Andrew. Hey, before we get to our next callers, Heinze, I want to bring up with you something that I read, and that is that it's mushroom season, right?
Yes.
Now, I know that you're a big fan of mushrooms, right?
Yes, huge.
But we have to remember to maybe buy them from the shops, because there's been a warning put out that if you're a forager, be careful.
Yeah.
And you're a forager? You've done foraging?
I did. So for the House of Wellness, I went foraging with Gary Meehan, and he is a renowned chef. We know him from MasterChef. We went out and we found some mushrooms, and even with the guidance of an expert forager, we were struggling to work out what was what. And even I was like, you know what? This is not for me, and I want to recommend to anyone right now, and I'll tell you why, the difference between an edible mushroom and something which could really harm your health, in fact, even kill you, is very minute. So can we please get our mushrooms from the supermarket?
Yeah.
Because you just want to know what you're eating, because sometimes it would be a little too late to find out.
Yes.
There will be many people listening, though, Joe, with that romanticism that we had back in the old days. We're in the country. You jump the fence. Pick the mushrooms. Keep an eye out for any rampant bull who might be hitting your way.
The idea is good. Now, if all this mushroom talk has got your mouth salivating, I've actually got one of my famous recipes on the House of Wellness website, which is houseofwellness.com.au, and it is my zesty lemon and pecan stuffed mushrooms. They are so good. And we know how mushrooms are packed with a really unique form of fibre and bacteria.
Yeah, and
they're a living food. And there's certain bacteria that you can't get from any other vegetable apart from mushrooms.
Wow.
And you get them into your life.
I love the idea of a living food.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. It is incredible. They are a really unique. They're not even classified as a vegetable. When you really look into the data, they're not a vegetable. They're this unique living food. They're so
fungus,
good for us. A fungus.
There you go.
Yes.
Fungi.
I know.
Just like you. You're a fungi too, Gerald.
I'm going to have some for breakfast.
Thank goodness. Yes, with lots of butter is my...
Hello.
Oh, mushrooms on toast with lots of butter. Yum, yum, yum. Let's get to another call. Good morning, Kathy in Forestville.
Morning, Kathy.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, good morning. Love your show. I was just wondering if I'd be able to ask Gerald and you also, Joe, being a lady. I have a granddaughter who is suffering badly from endometriosis. I believe she has a rear side of it where there's internal deposits as well as external.
Sure.
The doctor has, her recent doctor has inserted an IUD, which is a different one to the normal that they use to try and help this extra bleed. She's had four operations since 16, and she's only 25.
No.
And she's going through a very hard time at the moment. She works 6 days a week, and she is exhausted. She had COVID at the end of last year. She's just got over the flu, 4 weeks ago. She's having now headaches every day. I saw her yesterday and she looked absolutely terrible. She's going to a holistic person soon to, as a last straw to try and find out what is going on. I'm just wondering if there's anything, Gerald or Joe, that you could come up with that may help her.
Kathy, there's first of all, there's no magic option here because everybody's different, and endometriosis, which is an awful thing to live with, affects people in different ways. You mentioned a holistic person. Is that a holistic doctor or is it a naturopath who specialises in hormonal issues? Who's that person?
I believe it's a doctor. She requests blood samples,
yes, good.
And she goes through all the vitamins and things to help
everything. You. Good, wonderful. Look, that's the ideal person, and let's hope that that completely gives your granddaughter an improved quality of life, that she can just live with the issue and not have it dominating. So make sure that you keep your granddaughter positive until that visit and encourage her to make sure she follows every instruction from that holistic practitioner that she's seeing. And well done for getting in and seeing it, but just hasten it along.
Yeah, Kathy, I would say, firstly, to acknowledge the extraordinary burden that endometriosis is on those who live with it, because it's shown to cost thousands of dollars every year. It impacts on your career. It impacts on your relationships. So to acknowledge that your granddaughter is really carrying a burden with her, that can't be ignored. And a lot of people sort of suggest, oh, buck up and kind of just live with it. But it's not really something that you can say that to. And I guess my advice is always to go to Jean Hales for Women's Health, which is a national organisation. Check out the website, Jean Hales for Women's Health, because I think that they're an organisation that are specifically designed to listen and to help and to find, if treatment options aren't there, actually ways to manage it so that you do have that quality of life. Because I just think, it's not something that necessarily all doctors are across, really.
No, that's true.
It's a very specific area.
True.
Yeah. And you're a beautiful grandmother for caring like that. It's really beautiful. After the break, all of the facts on monkeypox. That's after this.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Well, most of us probably hadn't even heard of the infectious disease known as monkeypox until just over a week ago, and now it's reached our shores. So just how does it spread, and should we be alarmed? Well, joining us on the line is Professor Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at the Faculty of Health at Deakin University, to answer our questions. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
All righty. So where does monkeypox originate from?
Well, it was first discovered back in the late 50s. It was actually isolated from some laboratory monkeys in Denmark, hence the name. But in fact, it's not been found since in monkeys. In fact, it's rarely been found in animals in the wild. But we have seen human cases, the first one reported in 1970. And since then, cases that tend to be associated with contact with rodents, small or medium-sized rodents. More recently, they're looking at squirrels, for example, in Central Africa or Western Africa. And there's been cases there. You will get outbreaks. You can see human-to-human transmission, but they tend to be quite contained outbreaks. Though in Nigeria, they've basically had a rolling outbreak now for the last 5 years with low numbers of cases, but this sort of constant finding of new cases in the population. So it's around, not associated with really big outbreaks. It's a close relative of smallpox, but not nearly as severe. So that's the relief. But equally, so the advantage of that is we know a bit about the virus, how it works, and also the smallpox vaccine actually works against this virus as well.
Professor, thanks so much for joining us today. Should we be concerned about it here in Australia, and how is it actually transmitted?
Well, it's interesting. It usually is something that we only see in these small outbreaks because it doesn't transmit very efficiently. It means close contact with people, whether it be, you know, your partner, it might be people in the same household. It spreads through direct body contact. It can be droplet transmission. not the same as the respiratory transmission we see with something like COVID, where it's in the lungs and you can cough it up. This is for people if they happen to have lesions in the throat. It's really those lesions where you get concentrations of the virus. So contact with the skin if someone has these sores, if they're coughing and they have them in the throat. And sometimes also on materials, so, you know, bedding or shed clothing, for example, might be another source. So it really takes a bit of work to actually spread it person to person. It's usually very close contact. In Australia, we haven't seen it before. It usually is seen in Africa or in people who've recently been there, so travellers. What we're seeing now is unusual, but they think they know. The pattern tells us a bit about the history and how this has happened this time. And it looks like it happened through spreader events. There were a couple of large rave parties for the gay and bisexual communities, one in the Canary Islands, Spain, one in Belgium, that might have actually, unfortunately, had someone there who didn't realise they were infectious, that then led to a lot of people being infected and taking the virus home. So we have seen that in Australia as well as across a lot of Europe, North America and so on, and Israel. So it's now in country, but it's very manageable. It's not infectious until you have symptoms. The people who did bring the virus in actually went to see the doctor very quickly. So that will help make it not a community-wide problem, but it's still something we need to keep an eye out for because there could have been exposures here that we don't yet know about.
Catherine, the World Health Organization Director for Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness, said recently, let's not make a mountain out of a molehill. Now, bearing in mind the history of the World Health Organization for the last viral outbreak, can we be reassured by that?
Yeah, this is a virus we know. I mean, there's a difference with the coronavirus was we weren't sure how it was going to behave. It was different enough from SARS that we couldn't predict that, and people were trying to, you know, understand it quickly, and it took a while for the WHO to make that call. Here it is a virus we know, and they've also, somewhat reassuringly now, they've done the genetic test to make sure it's not a new variant of smallpox, of monkeypox, and it's not. It's the same one that's been circulating in the western part of Africa, which is the more mild even of the monkeypoxes. But it's also one they know. As I said, the virus hasn't changed. It's the people pattern that changed. It's just this spreader event that's happened or early spreader events that have led to this unusual pattern. So I think they're right on there. You know, we know how to manage it. It is containable. We're seeing more cases than we've ever seen before because of the spreader event, not because the virus has changed, not because we've changed, but because there was this opportunity for it to really escalate quite quickly. And now the case numbers have gone up over the last week as they've actively looked for people with those infections in the countries where the virus has now landed. But it's not going to become endemic in other parts of the world.
Catherine, while we have you, very quickly, it seems for me, to matters more relatable, that the common flu is everywhere this year. And it's very, it's so rife in my own networks. Is it more prevalent this year?
Absolutely. We had virtually no flu last year. And very low levels in 2020. So we have to be aware of that. It is around. We will be exposed to it. If people haven't been vaccinated yet, they should really think about it. It's a good fit, the vaccine, for the flu circulating. And it is unpleasant. You know, you can actually have a quite nasty illness with the flu, even if you're young and fit. So it also affects children. Children can have a really nasty bout of flu. So we have to think about it a little differently to COVID, but manage both of them over this winter because they're both out there and we haven't seen flu like this for a few years. And the numbers are looking like 2017 and 19, which were actually our worst years for a long time. Mm. So we don't want that to happen again. The more people vaccinated, we might help, you know, head it off before it gets that bad.
Wonderful. It's always great to have you on the show, Professor Catherine Bennett. Thank you so much.
Thanks Joe.
Have a good Sunday. And 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls next on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Mild arthritis or osteoarthritis can stop you in your tracks. Ask about Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel and Henry Bloom's green-lipped mussel with turmeric. New Zealand green-lipped mussels are rich in natural proteins and omega-3 to help relieve symptoms of mild arthritis. arthritis and promote healthy joint function. Get Henry Bloom's Green Lipped Muscle 60 capsules and Henry Bloom's Green Lipped Muscle with Turmeric 100 capsules from $11.53 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Derived from seafood, contains shellfish products. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. We've got time for one or two very quick calls. Hi there, Diane from Sydney.
Hello, Diane.
Yes, very, very informative show. Yes, Gerald, my son has suffered with cholinergic urticaria diagnosis for the last 10 years since he was 15, and has done all the traditional medical dermatological approaches and prescription drugs. I believe it's an autoimmune disease.
Yes, it is.
Is there anything? He has really struggled, and so much of his young life he has lost because of not being able to join in with things, and it's really had a severe effect. It's quite common, I believe, but really underestimated the effect it's had on him.
It disturbs everything from sleep to just getting dressed because your clothes are rubbing on. Now, Diane, please, could you send me an email? That's to houseofwellness.com.au. There's an Ask tab. But if you could lock him into a corner and take a photograph of an area of his skin that worries him and attach that to the email so he can take a look at his skin. He won't like that. He'll be very self-conscious, but just say, I'm your mother. I want a photo, please.
Yes.
Will you do that?
I think he has photos himself, yes.
Good.
So I can do that.
Wonderful.
And
I'll get back to you. I'm in Sydney at the moment, but I'll get back to you, I promise, tomorrow.
And thank you to all of our callers this morning. Houseofwellness.com.au is the website, and there is that Ask tab if you have questions that you would like Gerald to answer. Houseofwellness.com.au. Now, Gerald, we do love A to Z of vitamins, and I know that there's this saying, keep calm and carry on, but it's not always that simple. A lot of us do struggle with perhaps achieving a little bit of calmness in our life in and around the stress and anxiety that we might be carrying, but you've got an answer for us. It's the Bach flower. Our remedies. Tell us about this.
Goes back to 1930, Joe. So here is, we know that there's an intimate relationship between humans and plants. Human personalities, plant fragrance, plant look. And, you know, you're looking at me strangely, but I'm you might learn something here, Heinze. The important thing here is that we've got 38 flower remedies, which go right back to the 1930s. And the fact they're still around shows there's obviously something in them. So we're using here the benefits and the characters and the actives within flowers to make a difference to a person's ability to stay calm, get over the top of anxiety, get over the top of those feelings that really when you might struggle. So available. It comes in a dropper form, comes in a pastille form, comes in a spray form, and you can just carry these in your pocket.
What's important for us to look out for when we're choosing bark flowers, GQ?
The wonderful part, Heinze, is there's no interactions for a start. So there are lots of things around and you think, oh, I might try that, might try this, and for those, you should get advice. Here is a ready way you can go in, get some very simple advice and use them and enjoy the results.
And the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Rest and Quiet with Dr. Bach's original potency flower remedies. When stress or mild anxiety happens, look for Rest and Quiet Calm in the blue box, suitable for the whole family. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. We'll have more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets too overwhelming, reach for the Rest and Quiet range from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Bach flower remedies to the original method and potency, the range helps to calm the mind and relieve symptoms of stress and mild anxiety for you and the whole family. Choose from Rest and Quiet, Calm, Sleep and Focus formulas. Feel the difference? Get the spray or dropper starting from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Gerald and Hinesy, how wonderful has this conversation around men's mental health been this morning?
It's been terrific, Joe. And look, and it's what's exciting is that we tend to now refer to men's health much more often than we did many years ago. And talking men's health, if I may, there's a wonderful panel on House of Wellness TV today. Some incredibly intelligent chaps.
Oh, speak for yourself, GQ.
Where we just look at, and we were talking essentially male contraceptive pill, but generally the discussion was about blokes looking after themselves.
I think the biggest thing for me, Joe, is the fact that there's being less of a stigma because for so long people looked at it as an illness, not just something that we all go through in some way. So, yeah. It's great.
Yeah, so do check out House of Wellness TV today, back on your screens at midday on Channel 7, or check your local guys just to make sure about that. There's also a men's health lift out as well, Gerald.
Yes, today's Wellness Plus Men's Health with some great articles in there, Joe. I thought it was Luke on the front, but he's better looking this bloke.
Oh, how rude. We're here to lift each other up, Gerald. I'd like to mention we did hear from Simon in July. Long, who told us about a wonderful organisation called Knights of Suburbia that do bike rides and raise funds for mental health. So do check out their Facebook page, Knights of Suburbia. I love that we're all doing our little bit in our neck of the wood with our network to help each other out.
Yes, and if you're on a bike, be careful.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, it's just that way of supporting each other wherever you can is amazing, sure. Don't you think?
Find Good. Something that fills up your cup as well, because sometimes in those breaks between talking to someone, you need something positive to do with your time and your headspace.
Yes. Gerald and Hinesy, as always, it's been lovely to have you. Check out houseofwellness.com.au. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. And we will see you all next week.